The main takeaway this week is the market once again repricing Fed expectations on the back of a welcome round of softer inflation data. The hope is that all of this will translate to more investor-friendly monetary policy. And so we've seen a very clear wave of higher stocks and U.S. dollar selling as yield differentials move out of the U.S. dollar's favor. Nevertheless, we remain cautious and hold three primary concerns with respect to the latest market reaction. The first is the fact that inflation could still be trending higher despite the recent slide, something that should not be taken lightly. The second is the fact that a move to more accommodative policy could only then once again invite a surge in inflation. And the third concern is the reality that all of this desire to see more accommodative policy also happens to be rooted in the reality that the global economy is still struggling quite a bit and still remains quite vulnerable. Given these considerations and the reminder that the Fed has refused to bend to the will of the market in 2023, we wouldn't at all be surprised to see the Fed sticking with its higher for longer mantra. Of course, the implication being that the U.S. dollar will rally back and stocks will come back under pressure. Key standouts on Thursday's calendar come from U.S. data reads in the form of initial jobless claims, the Philly Fed, industrial production, NAHB housing, and a heavy round of Fed speak. That's all for now.